I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. On today's episode, I'm going to share with you something that I have struggled with personally that I think maybe if not all of you, many of you have been struggling with as well. I'll share it with you in just a sec. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Come on. One of the things that has challenged me throughout life, but really more recently because I've really been paying more attention to it, is when I get something done, whether it's a task or a project or an email, whatever it may be, whenever I get something done and I have a new opportunity to now work on something else that I'm now, I have more time, I finished this thing and now I have a 5-minute window or a 10-minute window or a 20-minute window. What am I going to work on next is the question. And often when that question arises, I used to be like, I don't know. I got all these things. I could answer and reply to email. I could start a new presentation deck. I could ascend that sales pitch. I could read a chapter in this book. Like, there's so many different things that could happen. And it would end up actually, quite honestly, putting me on lock. Like, I almost would freeze because it was too many options, too many choices. And I didn't know what to do next. And so I would just lock up and I would bounce around with a whole bunch of ideas of what I could do next. And then by the time I figured out what I would do next, I would only have a few minutes to actually execute on something. So then what could happen? What could happen would even be worse. I'd end up starting something that shouldn't have been started. For example, I'd finish a particular project or a particular task, and then I'd have a block of time that's available for me to work on something. Let's say it's about 10 or 15 minutes. And then I would think, oh, you know what? Out of all the things I could be doing, this might be a good time for me to go ahead and work on this presentation. But honestly, I need 2 hours to work on that presentation. What am I really going to get done in 15 minutes? Am I really using my time effectively for those 15 minutes? Well, Mario, that means you only need to use an hour and 45 minutes later. Not if I have to stop the 15 minutes, go work or take a call or be in a meeting or go do something else for another half hour, hour, maybe even longer, and then have to come back to where I left off just to remember what I did for those 15 minutes to then pick back up. That's actually lost productivity and lost time. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at really is that we need to be more intentional with how we're using our time. Not really with just how we're using our time, but what we're going to do next with our time. We need to be more intentional with that. And I get it. That's not like some big idea, but this is one of those things that we all know about, but few of us practice. So one of the strategies that's really helped me out a lot comes from a book that is entitled Two Awesome Hours by Josh Davis. It's based on science-based strategies to harness your best time and get your most important work done. In there, they talk about these points of decisions, these decision points. And there's basically three tricks to maximizing your next decision point. Number one, savor it. Be aware that you actually have a decision point. What am I going to do next? Is it 2 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, 3 hours? How much time do I really have available for me to work now that I got this other thing done? Number two, plan your decision points in advance. So now what I have is I have 5 TED Talks already saved that I could watch. These TED Talks range from 8 to 15 minutes. I have 2 or 3 books that are on my Kindle that I know I could jump into at any given moment to start reading for a few minutes. I have a couple of shows on Netflix that are around personal development and documentaries. Some of those range from 25 minutes to over an hour. I have some of these things already ready so that the next time I'm presented with a decision point, I can actually say, oh, I planned for this. I planned ahead. I'm going to go ahead and do X right now. And then the third tip is don't start a new task without consciously deciding that it's the right one. Let's be effective more than we are efficient. We want to get the quality done, not quantity. All right? That's how you need to approach your next decision point. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Go get them.